Hi, this is Bo Pilgrim with Bo Knows Insurance. Welcome to my podcast where insurance is made simple. We're going to give you the knowledge that you need to make sure that your insurance is doing its most important job, protecting your assets. Let's dive in. Hi, Bo Pilgrim here at Bo Knows Insurance and Reed Insurance. Today we're going to bust some insurance myths. I used to watch a show about 10 years ago called Mythbusters. And on the show, these two guys, they would take these different things that were supposedly truthful and determine whether they actually could happen or not. Some of these things happened in movies, some of them were just in culture. And they would just take it and just actually test it to see, was it plausible or was it just a myth? Well, we're going to do that about insurance. And the thing that you need to be aware of is that there's a lot of myths out there about your insurance coverage. And if you believe a myth about your insurance coverage, you may be making some really bad decisions about your insurance coverage and end yourself up in a position where you've got no insurance coverage at all. All right, so let's break it down. Let's talk about these different myths that a lot of people believe are true about insurance policies, and they may just not be. I'm going to help you to understand what's factual or plausible and what is nothing more than just a myth. So the first thing is going to be every homeowner insurance policy covers flood. Well, the fact is they don't. Almost 100% of all homeowner insurance policies do not cover flood. They exclude it. As a matter of fact, the federal government instituted a program called the National Flood Insurance Program. It's a division of FEMA, you know, the Federal Emergency Department of the government. You know, that division of the government put into place a flood program to provide insurance in the event that your house is actually damaged by flood. Why? Because the damages were just so large from these events. They're massive events that happen that an insurance company just may not be able to sustain under. So the government had to step in to take care of that as an alternative so that people would not lose their homes and become bankrupt and then have to leave their homes to be damaged by the flood. Well, the next thing is going to be that you never have had an accident or never have caused an accident, so I don't even really need auto insurance. Well, the fact is, most states, it's actually a law that you have insurance, because the reality is we don't just intentionally cause accidents, right? I mean, it's in the word. It's an accident. It accidentally happens. We never know when that's going to happen, and there's a couple different reasons why you want to have auto insurance. One of them is because, well, the state says you have to. The second is to protect yourself in the event that something does happen. You know, insurance is there to protect your assets, to protect the things that you own, to protect your livelihood, to protect your family, to protect that security. So you need it for that, to protect you in the event that something eventually does happen. The other thing is just that it's a good thing for you to do, and it's a way that you can offset those expenses in the event that something does happen. You know, if something happens, you know, God forbid that you have some sort of accident, someone else is hurt or you damage someone's property, you don't have to pay for that out of your pocket. You may not even be able to pay that out of your pocket. Well, you can offset this by paying a premium per year for your auto insurance so that if something really bad happens and you have to pay a couple $100,000 or even up to $1 million for some sort of accident that happens, you can offset that and allow the insurance company to take care of it for you. You know, next thing is about red cars. You know, we've all heard that about, you know, red cars. The insurance is more expensive on a red car versus a blue car or a black car. Some people say that, well, white cars are the least expensive, right? Well, that's a complete myth. Insurance has got nothing to do with the color of the car, except for maybe that you may have a higher end paint job that you've done, but that's got really nothing to do with the insurance at all. Whether it's a pickup truck or a car or whatever, it doesn't necessarily matter. It's more about the performance and then also about your driving habits and then really how much that vehicle is worth. You know, a car that's worth $30,000 versus a car that's worth $100,000. The $100,000 car is going to just cost more. Also, your driving record's got a lot more to do with it. You know, if you have accidents, tickets, violations, that's going to make your insurance more. Another thing is your credit really has more of a bearing on your insurance than whether it's a red car or a blue car or a white car. So red cars, it doesn't matter. If you want a red car, hey, you go for it. You get yourself a red car. Another thing is that car insurance only covers things like if my vehicle is stolen, vandalized, fallen, trees fall on it, you know, hailstorm or fire, different things like that. You know, hey, we've all seen the different commercials, you know, by Mayhem, right? The Allstate guy. And, you know, he says, you know, hey, if you got cut rate insurance, then this ficus tree may not cover your insurance, you know, and, you know, the people are looking and it says, hey, ficus trees are indeed excluded. Who knows what a ficus tree is anyway? But anyway, you know, those are different things that may or may not be covered by your policy, but it doesn't really have anything to do with whether it's just a policy or not. It's more to do with the coverage that you have. If you have comprehensive and collision coverages underneath your policy, then it'll take care of things like vandalism or whether it's stolen, whether a tree falls on it or hail damage or it catches on fire or it floods. Now, if all you have is liability coverage, it's not going to give you coverage for that vehicle at all. You know, so don't believe just because you bought liability coverage or you bought an auto policy that it's going to give you coverage for these things. You need to make sure that you've got comprehensive and collision coverage also on that policy. Another thing is a landlord. You know, if you're a renter, you may think, well, my landlord has insurance, right? So why do I need to buy insurance? Well, here's the thing. The landlord has bought insurance for the building they own and liability to protect them as a landlord. So that if something was to happen and you were to bring suit against them, then they are protected. But it does nothing for you. It does not cover you for liability claims at all. If someone comes to your home, they get hurt there. It does not give you any liability coverage at all. If there's a fire that burns the building to the ground, their landlord policy will cover their building, but you are completely 100% responsible for your contents, all your stuff. If you don't have a renter's policy, then all your contents are just up in smoke and you've got nothing. Not just ashes. So make sure you buy a renter's policy. And the last thing that this is really the biggest is that all insurance policies are exactly the same. That is just so far from the truth. That is one of the biggest myths out there. Not only that, all insurance agents are not the same either. Different ones are just more educated, more trained, and are going to take the time to make sure that they educate you to help you to understand what you're buying and to make sure that you buy a policy that you can understand and feel good about, that it's going to take care of you. You know, at Reed Insurance, we've got four promises. The first promise is that we're going to make sure that your policy does its number one job. The number one job of every insurance policy is to protect you and your personal assets, to make sure that if something bad happens, you don't become financially destitute or bankrupt, and to make sure that your wages aren't going to be garnished for the rest of your life because you didn't have liability insurance or properly insured, or make sure that, you know, your home is able to be rebuilt like it should be. Same thing with your cars. Make sure you can get your cars replaced. You know, that's the number one job. The number two thing is that we make sure that you understand what you're buying so you can feel good about it. Know that you're spending your dollars wisely. The third thing is that we want to make sure that it fits inside of your budget and make sure that it's something you can afford and that if you need more coverages as you grow, we can help you to make sure that you buy those coverages that you need to protect you, again, to fulfill that first promise. The fourth is that we use our we've got a lot of different companies that we represent. We use that ability, since we're an independent insurance agent, to make sure that we're able to meet the first three promises, to make sure that we're finding the best deal for you with the broadest coverage that meets your needs and fits into your budget. You know, all policies are not the same. You know, in the state of Texas, there's four different types of homeowner policies that you can buy: an HOA, HOA Plus, HO3, and HOB. And those are different types of policies. In all other states, there's other policies you can buy, like an HO8 and a lot of other policies that are substandard policies that you need to be aware of that are out there. And if you are not aware and you have not been educated by your agent or by the person that you're talking to, if it's an 800 number, you may be buying a very low-end policy or a substandard policy and not get what you think you're getting. Well, that's insurance myths. I hope that has helped you to understand different things about insurance policies that are myths out there. Some are true, some are not, but, you know, just help you to understand the different things so you can make a well-informed decision about your insurance purchase. Hey, if your insurance agent is not having these sort of conversations with you, maybe it's time for you to find a new independent insurance agent. Thanks for listening in. I hope this episode has helped you make better decisions about your insurance. If your insurance agent is not having these sort of conversations with you, then maybe it's time for you to find a new independent insurance agent.